USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis, handling Donald Trump's Georgia election interference case, is responding to misconduct allegations. In a recent court filing, she acknowledged she has a personal relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, who she appointed to oversee the case. While denying any taint to the proceedings, defendants claim Willis financially benefited by hiring Wade for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they are seeking dismissal of the case. The beginning of 2024 has seen robust job growth, with the U.S. economy adding 353,000 jobs last month. That is nearly double the anticipated increase, according to the Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained steady at 3.7% in January. Notably significant job gains were observed in professional and business services, healthcare, and retail trade sectors. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising a bipartisan border deal will be sent to the U.S. House of Representatives by the middle of next week.
These challenges at the border and in Ukraine and the Middle East are just too great, and we will need to be here working.
It will include U.S.-Mexico border policy changes, funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. In the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb where conservative lawmakers don't believe it goes far enough to deter illegal crossings. Toxicology reports released this week revealed that the three men found dead and frozen at a Kansas City Chiefs watch party had three times the lethal amount of fentanyl, along with cocaine and THC, in their systems. The incident happened in the backyard of their friend Jordan Willis' Kansas City home on January 9th, 2 days after the game. Willis, an HIV scientist, said he went to bed and was unaware that his friends were in his backyard. Willis has voluntarily entered into rehab. And three people were killed Thursday night when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park on the Florida Gulf Coast. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Meteorologists are warning of potentially life-threatening impacts from the approaching Pineapple Express in California. The National Weather Service in Los Angeles predicts an atmospheric river delivering up to 8 inches of rain from San Diego to Monterey from late Sunday to early Wednesday. President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit California and Nevada over the weekend, with plans to be in Los Angeles Saturday. During his time in L.A., Biden will meet with black leaders in the entertainment industry as they prepare for the Grammy Awards. His campaign intends to air ads during the Grammys, focusing on abortion rights. The president and first lady will travel to Las Vegas on Sunday, ahead of Nevada's Tuesday Democratic presidential primary. A Florida Christian school barred a mother of three from school drop-offs because she's advertising her OnlyFans accounts on her car. 35-year-old Michelle Klein, known as Piper Fawn Online, insists the decal is not explicit.
The funny thing about it is that the decal has been on there for a couple of years. You know, my thing is, like, it's never been an issue. It's never been brought to my attention. Then all of a sudden, I get an angry email from a parent, and then, like, either the same day or the very next morning, I get an email from the school saying I can't come on campus anymore.
Some parents are calling for Klein's children to be expelled from Liberty Christian Preparatory School. Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform is changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with anyone who lives outside of your household. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.